Thanks for being here, everybody. I'm going to read three Mississippi poems because I recently was part of a collaboration with a British painter named Barbara Howie, and our theme was damaged landscapes. So the first one is called Winter Day on the Whirlpool Trails. These are trails really close to our house. Where the power lines go through the red clay gullies and pits, not even privet can grow fast enough to bind it. We clamber down and up, and down and up, and turn to enter the woods. Further along, we come to broken glass, old brown bottles nearly buried, a toilet choked with brush, bricks, some pipes, some turquoise plastic coiling. It's just like that here. People dump things and they sink, protrude rusty and jagged from the mud, or block the trail stained with leaf mold. To the side, some withered southern red oaks, a blackjack oak, knobby trunks of trees choked as they grew by spiraling vines, Virginia creeper, poison ivy, and leafless sweet gums with their little sci-fi seed pods, clusters of loblolly pines. Everywhere rotting, everywhere teeming, moss like emeralds on the stumps, the hollow logs. This is my home, this leaf duff and dereliction, where look, a vulture wheels above the cedars, searching for what stinks. Where a first tender violet blooming by my feet before Valentine's Day signifies the seasons are in heat. The great blue heron's not here today, standing motionless among the reeds, but a turtle slides off a distant log, and sunlight scatters like shot across the scum-slicked pond. And the second one's called Catalpa. So Catalpa, of course, is a kind of tree. And on the Ole Miss campus, right next to the Student Union, there's a tree that's older. It's pre-Columbian. It's like so old. It's so beautiful. This tree is older than Columbus. 10 years ago, my honors student standing in a ring could barely get their arms around it. I took their picture, hands joined, cheeks against the rough wood. Mostly they loved it, but one guy told my friend who supervised his chemistry lab, "She made us hug a tree. It was the worst class ever." When I think of the tree as a sapling, my mind enters a great quiet. Before the Depression, the yellow fever, before the burning of Oxford, before Princess Hoka of the Chickasaws set out with her people on the Trail of Tears, this tree sank its roots deep and deeper into the nurturing ground. Generations moved about beneath its boughs, spoke and loved and died as it grew. And here it is still in the clattering present. 10 years ago, I could walk around it, smell it, stroke the lichens on its bark. If I put my hand into the hollow in its trunk right near the ground, it was always cold, always comforting, no matter how brutal the summer, as if some dark, mysterious lungs kept serenely breathing. Now fences surround it, stakes hold up its branches. No longer do art majors loll on the benches and smoke at the little table under its big leaf shade. A sign warns, "No climbing, keep off." Still, every spring, wet tender leaves unfurl on branches jagged as broken bones, and the tree bursts out in a froth of white petals. And every spring, the preachers line the sidewalk near the tree and thrust their Bibles as we pass by. "Repent and be saved," they say, "turn or burn." I want to tell them, turn around, and look at the tree. And then the last one is a prose poem called Winter Sentences. I'm up early, watching the sunrise in a watermelon strip behind bare trees. A cardinal perches on the quince bush. Another warbles in the privet. Yesterday at the wildlife bird refuge with my husband, I saw exactly one bird. Something quail-like, but without the bobbing headpiece. It's the final day of Christmas vacation. I've been cooking, cleaning, staying home, reading, sleeping, being cold. Now the sky is mother of pearl, now barely ripening peach or apricot laced with milk. And the sunlight slices sheer, its knife edge brilliant, through the tangled shabby branches of the willow oak, flings a blinding splash of white on the paint of the little tool shed next door. All day I trail a quilt behind me in this 100-year-old heart pine house, where nothing is straight or square, where cold seeps through the edges of the windows. This amazing peace rising up in me like a fountain, such pleasure in the fractals of light-stroked winter branches, such calm in my life, the fragile beauty of moments. Those I love are alive still, these moments like a string of pearls and the string not yet broken. So thank you.